Trail Talk SA, episode 11. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you for joining us this week once again as we chat trail running here in South Africa. And a pretty cool show lined up for you today. Pretty interesting, I might say, as well. We've got South African trail runner Michael Bailey, who joins us today to chat about his trail running career. He finished 7th at the Otter African Trail Run just a few weeks ago. And we chat about his childhood, how he got into trail running, and just his hopes and plans for the future. And then I also caught up with photographer Jacques Marais, who has shot some phenomenal images of various trail running scenes around South Africa. He is an absolute genius with a camera, and some of his work you'll have seen in some of the biggest publications here in South Africa. Caught up with Jacques just a little bit about his career and how he got involved in photography and moved from engineering, can you believe it, into a career in photography. So that's all coming up on this week's show. As always, if you'd like to be in touch, you can tweet us at Trail Talk SA. You can also pop us a message on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/trailtalksa. Or alternatively, if you'd like, you can pop us an email. podcast@trailtalksa is the email address to send it through to. So without further ado, let's get straight into this week's show. And our first interview is with Michael Bailey. Trail Talk SA this week, we've been lucky enough to chat to some amazing athletes on the show since we've launched it, some of the top runners here in SA, trail runners. And this week we've got another one on the show. Michael Bailey, thank you so much for joining us here on Trail Talk SA this week. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, Brad. Nice to be here.
Michael, tell me a little bit about how, I mean, I was looking at your bio on your website. I mean, you grew up in a pretty sporting family. Both your parents were active, and you sort of took part. You weren't really a runner. You did some middle distance stuff later on in your high school career. But how did you actively get into trail running? I know you ran Oceans Ultra and a couple of marathons on the road as well. But your journey into trail, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I started running back in Port Elizabeth back in 2004, and then at that stage, trail running wasn't really on the map, and I was, you know, I was doing a lot of 10K road races and half marathons. Then, in 2008, I moved from PE to Cape Town, and I caught onto the trail running scene here. And it really was a different avenue to road running, so I was really keen to try it out. And, you know, I just got into it from then, and yeah, it was great fun right from the start. I think my first trail run ever was the Heart Bay Trail Challenge. I did it in a team of three, and that was great fun. And from that point onwards, I've been doing a lot of trail running ever since.
And I mean, Cape Town, you mentioned the move from PE to Cape Town. Cape Town is just so conducive to running trails, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, especially with the mountain, yeah, I think Cape Townians are really, really lucky compared to the rest of South Africa. So I think, yeah, we're very fortunate.
And then, Michael, as far as your year's gone this year, you've recently completed the Otter, but you've had a pretty good year on an overall sort of basis. Tell us a little bit about your season and what you've been up to and some of the results you're particularly proud of.
Yeah, I think I've had a fairly good year. I did the African X, and I had a good race as well then. And yeah, then also the SA Champs. I was quite happy with that result. And yeah, I was quite happy overall. And I think I've definitely matured more as a distance runner. Coming from the shorter distances. So this year I think was really good for me, and you know, I'm really looking forward to next year. I've got some races, nice races planned up, and no, I'm really looking forward to it.
Michael, let's talk about that step up to the longer sort of things. So often people who have a bit of ability try and sort of make that step up, in my opinion, too soon, and sort of the sooner you go long like that, it tends to slow you down. I don't know if you found that, but you sort of tried out the long stuff and realized, hang on a sec, maybe now's not the right time, went back to the shorter stuff, and now you're slowly building up and doing the longer ones and finding that you're really finding your groove there. Tell us a little bit about that process and what the decision was after those first two long ones that you did where you just went, hang on a sec, maybe this isn't what I should be doing.
Yeah, I think every runner is different. When I started running, I was in my early 20s, and I was sticking to the shorter distances, based purely from advice from more experienced runners. And I think it is good to start at the shorter distances and then mature as you get older later in your career, move to longer distances. But it does depend on the runner. Some runners, do better on the longer stuff, and some runners are just pure shorter, faster, stronger runners. But I think from my side, it's definitely benefited me to start from the shorter distance and then later on in my career move to longer distance. But yeah, it definitely depends on the runner, I think.
What do you prefer? You've done both now. Where do you think your sort of sweet spot is?
I think I would say distances between 30 and 40 k's. I know I've done two road marathons, and I seem to battle after about 30 k's. That seems to be my weak point, which is more or less just over 2 hours. I think that's from that point onwards, I seem to either hit the wall or, my legs just don't want to carry on. So,
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. So that's one thing I need to work on, going forward next year as well. Going into the longer ultra distance, so I'm really keen to tackle that challenge.
Let's talk about next year. You say you've got some pretty cool races lined up, and here in South Africa, I mean, I say it every single week on the show, we do have some amazing races. Are you talking just local stuff, or are you planning a couple of overseas trips as well?
Yeah, mostly local races next year. I have in mind doing a London marathon, but it depends on if I can get in, and I would still like to run a faster time before that. And then, of course, World Trail Champs, which is in America, Colorado, next year. But I haven't quite decided. Over August next year, we've got, I think, there are four big races, only 5 weeks apart. So it's going to be really tough to pick and choose which races I'm going to do, and also, what races my strengths are. So, and I've got to just have a look at the calendar and see what races will fit in better.
That's one of the cool things about trail, though. I mean, I chatted to AJ Collett about it here on the show as well, and he was saying the one thing he loves about trail is it's almost like rugby, that there's something for everyone. It doesn't matter sort of if you're small and fast or if you're slightly bigger and you're just really strong, there's a trail run for you. What sort of stuff do you prefer? Like if you could choose your ideal sort of terrain, what would you be running on?
Trail running is all about completely off-road, totally different to the road. I enjoy a little bit of single track, a little bit of deep track, a little bit of technical. I do prefer it to be more runnable, whereas AJ's strengths, I think, are where it's almost impossible to run, and he will make sure that you'll just keep going. But I enjoy a trail run where it must be runnable the whole way. I think that to me is more appealing. But AJ's got different strengths to me, especially. And I think you've got different trails, like the Otter, for example. It's a totally different trail run. It's a very unique route. But I think my strength is definitely like sort of African X, which I really enjoy. A lot of open deep track, single track, where you can really stretch your legs and go out fast.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's interesting to hear sort of different people's take on that question, and that's probably one of the cool things about trail is you can almost then pick and choose the races to sort of play to your strengths essentially. And let's talk about the Otter this year. Your performance at the Otter, were you satisfied?
Yeah, I was quite happy. I was hoping for a slightly better result. I think, you know, I trained with Kane Riley a lot, and you know, we are so close, Kane and I. Our biomechanics, our strengths, you know, we're very, very similar. So I would have hoped to have done better than seventh place. But now still, if you look at Yendon Washup, he's 38. So I've still got a long time to do well in Otter and prepare well for that. But Otter seems to be a race that favors triathletes or duathletes, for example. You know, Ian, AJ, and Stuart Murray, they've all come from a triathlon background, and they seem to feature very well there. So it's a very interesting race, and it's something that I want to do well there. No, definitely years to come.
And then just looking sort of back to your sort of childhood, you went to school at Grey in Port Elizabeth, and I mentioned at the start of the interview you were fairly sporty. When did you realise you actually had a bit of ability that you could actually race really well?
I think I've always been really competitive in sports, coming from tennis background to hockey, and then after varsity moving to running, and that's what I really enjoy about sport is the competitiveness, and I just enjoy that being competitive. So I've always wanted to achieve, work hard at sport and achieve, you know, what I would like to do. You know, I know what my capabilities are, and I always want to try and improve that.
Fab. And then, Mike, just to finish up, I mean, what advice could you give someone? Advice who's perhaps maybe they're a road runner and they've been running road for a long, long time, and they're thinking of making the switch to trail. What sort of advice could you give to someone like that with regards to sort of perhaps injury prevention and getting going?
Yeah, well, I was actually listening to a little video clip from a coach in America, and he was talking a lot about running on softer surfaces, and when it comes to high mileage and injury prevention, like you mentioned. And trail running, I think, is perfect opportunity for road runners to cope with the high mileage, but then running on softer surfaces like trail. And I think trail running is perfect for distance runners. That's why I think road running and trail running, they go well together. So, and obviously trail running is obviously more enjoyable because you're off the road. It's trail running, everything's different. The scenery is totally different. But yeah, I mean, going back to your training, I think it definitely, trail running can definitely help you. And also because it's an uneven surface, you're strengthening different muscles. So it definitely benefits road runners and trail runners.
Yeah, it's not that same sort of movement the whole time that you would, and the same angles always on the road that you get on trail. So, yeah, and the one's not exclusive to the other. You don't have to choose. You can still do both.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've obviously just set myself goals for the road, and I've set myself goals for trail. So, but it does depend on what you want to achieve, you know. But I definitely think that trail running, especially in South Africa, there's a huge hype about it. There's a lot of people talking about it, and it's a growing sport, and it's different, and that's what people enjoy. Road running has been around for a long, long time. You know, every single race is the same. So I think, you know, a lot of people enjoy the trail because it's, everyone feels that they've achieved something and, you know, everyone's capable of doing it. So it's a great vibe as well. It's great fun.
And then just to wrap, Mike, bucket list races. I mean, what's still on your bucket list that if time and money wasn't an issue, you would go, you know what, I want to run those races?
Yeah, there are a few races I would love to do. Obviously, time is a big thing. Well, definitely Africa Neck next year. I think it's going to be a great run. Then the 3-day Southern Cross Trail Run. SA Champs. Hopefully, if I make the SA team, I'll hopefully go to World Champs next year again. And then Otter is also very close to the SA Champs as well. So, to World Champs. And overseas races, yeah, there are quite a few races in Europe that I would really like to do. But Europe's really, really tough for South Africans to feature and do well there because of the altitude. We don't really have the altitude in South Africa. And with Europeans, they do have the altitude, but also their altitude is very accessible. You know, to get to these high places, there's always a little town or something where you can stay and there's accommodation and everything, that sort of thing. Whereas in South Africa, we don't really have that unless you go into Drakensberg, but you would end up camping somewhere probably.
Yeah.
A few races time is a big thing. Obviously, you need to prepare a good build up for these races overseas to feature really, really well.
All right, cool. Michael Bailey, thank you so much for joining us today on Trail Talk SA. It's been awesome catching up. I want to wish you all the best on your future endeavors, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
Great. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Off to Cape Town we go now on Trail Talk SA, and one thing I've mentioned tons and tons on the show here is some of the amazing trails that we've got around South Africa, but we've also got some amazing photographers who document those trails. I mean, I've seen some unbelievable photos that have come out from races over the last few months, in particular the Otter African Trail Run that took place just a few weeks ago. And it's brilliant to have one of those photographers on the show this week. Jacques Marais, thank you so much for joining us here on Trail Talk SA. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brad. Pleasure's all mine.
Jacques, tell me, first of all, before we get into some of the trail stuff that you've shot, how did you get into photography in the first place?
Look, Brad, it's one of those long and rather boring stories, so I'm not going to run through the whole thing, but let's just suffice to say, studied engineering. Got pretty bored with that after a while, and sort of via various avenues started exploring my photography, which I was doing at the time for pleasure, started looking at making some money out of it, and I was quite surprised when it worked well, and 25 years later, it's still going strong.
It's amazing how you can have just sort of leave what you thought was going to be the right career choice for you and take up and go into a passion and turn that into a career. But you've managed to shoot some amazing things. The first sort of stuff that you used to shoot when you first started in photography, what sort of stuff was it?
Look, I started off doing adventure travel. I wanted to shoot stuff that I really enjoyed doing. So basically, shooting a lot of mountain biking, a lot of trail running, but initially shot mostly traveling through Africa. I bought myself an old Land Rover and traveled into the continent, shot a whole lot of travel features for magazines from way back, like Scope and some of the other travel magazines at the time. And yeah, that sort of eventually, because I personally enjoyed trail running, mountain biking, river rafting, kayaking, surfing, that's the stuff that I tend to gravitate towards.
Awesome. And then let's talk about you shooting trail running and that sort of thing now. I mentioned you shot some amazing pics, and I think that's how I came across some of your stuff, was just looking at some images from this year's Otter African Trail Run. As far as the trail sort of stuff goes, I mean, how much do you actually do from a trail perspective on a yearly sort of basis? I mean, is that where a lot of your business comes from, or you still do a whole bunch of other stuff too?
Look, the trail running side is, from a sports perspective, outdoor sports perspective, I probably shoot, I would say 30% of my work is trail running based, but it's not necessarily always events. I shoot a lot of the brands around trail running. Like, for example, Merrell, I do a lot of their sort of advertising imagery, and I do a lot of below-the-line guerrilla work on social media for quite a few of the outdoor brands. I shot AJ Carlitz. I did a editorial shoot of him for Cape Union Mart yesterday. So a lot of it is linked to trail running, but not necessarily only events.
Okay. And as far as some of the shots that you've shot, I mean, they are some amazing pics, and it's probably really difficult to narrow it down. But have you got one or two that really stick out in your mind, or shoots or maybe individual pictures that you go, you know what, I think those are the best bit of work I've ever done?
Not, you know what, I really think that you're as good as your last job. And if you don't improve on an event, it becomes formulaic. So every event that I go to, I try to rethink how I'm going to shoot it. Obviously, you have favorite little spots along a trail like the Otter. After 5 years of shooting it, I know that trail backwards. I run most of it every year. And you take your camera stuff with you, and you start getting your favorite little spots. But every year the sun changes, the athletes change, they're different, the clouds are different, the conditions are different, weather and light is kind of a continuously evolving thing. So I try to relook at every event as I approach it. I've won awards for shots on various in various competitions. But I tend to not have a favorite shot for much longer than 2 or 3 weeks. And then I have my next favorite shot. So and if you keep on going to all these beautiful spots around the world, you continuously shoot something where you think, wow, I've not done that before. So yeah, I can't say that I have a favorite shot. Favorite events, there are a few of them that definitely stand out. I mean, the Otter African Trail Run, as you said, is fantastic. From a mountain biking side, Tour de Thule up where you ride for 4 days through Zimbabwe, Botswana, and Limpopo is an amazing event. And every year I shoot stuff there that I think, well, I'm never going to do better work than this, and yet you do.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. I mean, you talk about those favorite shots in there too. It's obviously a very artistic craft that you are doing. Are you very self-critical about the work that you put out? I don't know. I know for myself with what I do, I listen to it and I go, I'm not so sure, but it actually sounds okay. Do you sort of beat yourself up over work that's actually not half bad?
Not really. I've got to the stage where I'm a bit of a bully now. I've paid my dues. I've wrestled with my demons over the year, and I know that what I do pretty well now. Obviously, some days you think, sure, I could have put 5% more into that. But I'm pretty confident that when I go out there, I'm going to give the client what they want. And I interact very closely with the runners, so I get continuous feedback from them, for my peers. I've got some fantastic up-and-coming young photographers out there who, if I do not keep my socks pulled right up, they're going to kick my butt. There are some seriously talented shooters in South Africa, and to me it's an honor sort of shooting with top athletes, top photographers, and fantastic event organizers. And I think we're very fortunate in South Africa to have such a fantastic natural arena to go out and play in.
Yeah, we've also I mean, the natural arena's there, but we've also definitely got the climate to go along with it, and it's just so conducive to being outdoors and making the most of it too. You've spoken about a couple of races that you've loved shooting. Let's talk about some of those top athletes. You mentioned you shot with AJ Collett yesterday. Who's some of your favorite guys or girls that you've worked with that are just so easy to work with, know their stuff and just, you know, they're just natural in front of the camera?
I would probably have to run through a list of about 50 guys. AJ Collett stand out, Kane Riley stand out. There are amongst the girls, Lundy Hrayling is a fantastic athlete to work with. So is Tatum Prince, Katja Sogut. This weekend again, I was shooting Bergen Beach up in Hermanus. It's one of the Spur Quantum Classic series. It's a two-day race up in Walker Bay and Ferncliff Nature Reserve. And Bernard Rukavsa, the Contigo trail runner, just smashed last year's record by 26 minutes over the 2 days. And he is such a humble, real person. You know, trail running, on the whole, I think, is a place where people tend to run their egos into a sense of equilibrium. There are very few people with massive egos and issues in trail running. I really get along with, I cannot think of a trail runner that I do not get on with, to be totally honest.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing sport in that as well. Also, I think it might be that it's a fairly small sport as the niche sports go, and there's no room for prima donnas, whereas you would get it in the big sporting codes like a rugby, cricket, that sort of thing. And that's one of the reasons I love working in this space as well, is it's just the people are so down to earth and so willing to help and so willing to chat and that as well. You mentioned you're a trail runner as well. You work a lot of these events. Do you get much time to run yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I spread it between my other sort of outdoor interests, but I run at least 3 times a week. Hopefully one of those runs get to be a nice long 2 or 3 hour run. But yeah, I have to sort of divide time between that. I'm a sort of old grommet when it comes to longboarding, and I quite enjoy taking my board out to Musenberg, catching a couple of waves, love riding my mountain bike. And then now with summer back, just to balance out the body, I do quite a bit of open water swimming. I did a nice 2K swim off Long Beach in Simonstown yesterday. Water temperature was about, 10, 11 degrees. It was freezing. So yeah, but where I am out in the Fisher Covelli area, I'm totally blessed. My single track starts 150 meters from my house into the Clovelly Dunes, into Silver Mine, Cave Peak, Cork Bay Peak, Spesbona Valley, Echo Valley. I can run 100 kilometers and cross 3 tar roads.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds horrible.
No, I have to. Every day I sort of look out, and as I'm sitting speaking to you, I'm looking up at Cave Peak, and I'm thinking, it looks like a pretty good day to be up there. So I'll be putting on my running shoes this afternoon.
Sounds fab. Jacques, and then just to wrap up, you're fairly active online and on social media. Where do you hang out? Where can people find you and check out some of your images?
Look, easiest is to follow me on Facebook. It's T. Jacques Marais, JACQUESMARAIS. My website is www.jacquesmarais.co.za, and they can pick up on my Twitter feed, my Instagram feed, and everything off my webpage.
Brilliant. Jacques, what I'll do as well is I'll link to all of those sites and sort of profiles as well from our website. So if somebody's listening to this, they can just go to the show notes from this episode of Trail Talk SA and click straight through and check you out that way.
Fantastic. I really appreciate that.
Awesome, Jacques-Marie. Thank you so much for catching up today. Really do appreciate your time. It sounds amazing what you're up to, and keep those shutters clicking, because, those images are absolutely amazing.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Another week of Trail Talk SA done and dusted. As always, an absolute pleasure putting these things together for you. I hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoy putting them together. If you wouldn't mind if I could ask you a huge favor, if you do listen to these podcasts on the iTunes platform, if you wouldn't mind just taking a few minutes to leave us a star rating. And if you'd be even kinder, I would love you forever if you could give us a review as well. What that does is it just helps other people find this podcast on iTunes. They use that for a ranking sort of system. The more reviews and ratings that you get, obviously, they reckon the better the podcast is. So I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. It'll help me grow this podcast and hopefully grow the sport of trail running in South Africa by a lot more. So that's about it for this week. As always, if you want to be in touch, at Trail Talk SA on Twitter, you can Facebook us as well. Just search for Trail Talk SA or pop us an email, podcast@trailtalksa. If you have any suggestions or possible guests you think we should interview or possible subjects or topics you'd like us to chat about, you can email or message those through on the various social media networks as well. So until next week, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a brilliant week, and we'll chat soon. Cheers.